So the Heilige Mishnah weiter Masechtes Zvachim Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel Zehakla. This is the rule. Kol Hashoyched, if anyone shechts, v'hamakabel receives the dam, v'hamahalech or goes with the dam to the mizbech, v'hazoyrek or spritzes the blood. That's the chiddush of this mission. Not just during the shechit, during any of these four avodas. If during this time period he is thinking, he is planning, his intention is lechol davar shedarkei lechol, to eat something which is meant to be eaten, or lahakdir davar shedarkei lahakdir, to burn on the mizbeach something that is taka meant to be burnt there, if he's thinking to either eat it or burn it chutz lemekoymai, outside the place where you're supposed to do it, pasul, the carbon is pasul, but ve'ein by karis. There's no punishment of karis. On the other hand, chutz lizmanoi, if his kavana was to eat it or burn it after the deadline, this is much more sensitive. Then it has a halacha of pigol, v'chayav and olav karis, and your mechuyiv karis, this person, chas v'shalom, that eats it is chayiv karis. Ubelvad, but provided, Sheyikrav hamatur kimitzvasek. What does the word matur mean? Matur means, under normal circumstances, what is matir, the carbon. That's the dam that has to be processed properly. In other words, let's say taka during the shechita, kabbalas hadam, halacha, zrika, he had this machshava. He's going to eat it after this man. He has to continue processing the dam. In other words, to do what has to be done with the dam with any carbon, like sprinkling it on the mizbeach, depending on what type of carbon that is, that's how he puts it on the mizbeach. But if he doesn't do it, so it wouldn't be a good carbon anyway. For that matter, if the carbon becomes pasul for some other reason, then the halacha of pigel doesn't go into effect. The Mishnah is soon going to explain that. So basically, even if he thinks he's going to eat it after the zman, our Mishnah is telling us, the chi of karis for eating the meat is only if he continues to process the carbon properly. So again, if during the Dalet Avodas he is thinking chutz l'makaymai, it's possible but there is no karis. If he's thinking chutz l'zmani, that's much more sensitive. It's pigel, and if he eats it, there is a chi of karis, provided that the rest of the carbon, besides this problem that he was thinking to eat it after this man, but physically the rest of the carbon was processed, particularly the dam, kimitzvasi, according to the way any carbon would have to be done. So let me put it to you this way. Oy vey! The kohen had a machshava to eat it chutz l'zmanai. Is it pigel? I don't know. What happened? We have to wait to see if the carbon is finished. If the carbon isn't finished yet, the right answer is, well, we'll wait to see. If he continues to process the carbon properly, then the answer is yes.